Florida Department of Citrus Director of Retail Marketing Tammy Wired reports on an effort to sell more citrus products next season by focusing on two cities and two retailers.
One of the main pillars of our program for next year is what we're calling a 360-degree targeted program. So through a series of analytics, we've identified two markets that we feel we have a great potential in increasing the awareness and the sales for Florida, 100% Florida orange juice. Those two markets are Cincinnati and Columbus. So we'll be focusing at what we're calling an all-in activation, all levels and forms of media, all engagement at the retailer level, so whatever grocery or food service programs we can put together in those two markets. We'll have experiential events, guerrilla marketing. One of the markets, Columbus, has a fairly major university in it, so I think we can safely assume we'll have some sort of collegiate presence as well. The second pillar of our retail strategy for next year is what we're calling retailer concentration. And what we're going to do is focus on two different retailers, Kroger being one of them, due to their progressive, innovative thinking, their widespread level of different types of grocery stores. So they have multiple banners, so anything from a more higher-end Harris Teeter to the mid-level Kroger to a food for less that may be more value oriented. So that'll give us a nice breadth of different retail grocers to test our programs in. Additionally, another market will be Publix that we're going to go with our retailer concentration. And the idea is to have a full year of programs. So being face forward in front of the consumer 365 days a year.
What happens in geographic areas and non-Kroger Publix retailers? Are we doing anything?
There won't be a concentrated effort. Our goal this year is to focus our efforts on very specific programs, the 360 and the retailer. But we do have set aside a bit of budget for opportunistic programs. So we had a lot of those this year. So it might be something where Dan and Yogurt would come to us and say we'd like to put a partnership program together in X retailer. And so we've set aside some funding to be able to do those truly opportunistic as they present themselves programs. So you will see a few handful of those scattered throughout the state or throughout the United States, but it is a focus on the two retailers and the two markets.
And with that focus, I assume the goal is while you're trying to increase sales in those areas, you're also learning for the future, right?
That's absolutely correct. You know, we'll have a very aggressive measurement program that we're putting into play. And so we'll get those results and we'll be able to scale them across the country. So, you know, when we get those successes, we'll be able to then take them, you know, in the next year or however this evolves and rolls out into other markets.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
The one thing I would like to add is that our measurements and analytics is another area that we're really focused on the retail side. And with our new partnerships that we've developed with our agency, that's going to be one of the most important things that the retail team does in working with our economic and research team to make sure that we can report and we put those measures in and we put these very specific pieces of criteria around these programs and can report back to the commission on results.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.